Welcome to More to the Story, a podcast from the ministry of Spring Hill Baptist Church in Mobile, Alabama. Spring Hill Baptist Church exists to lead people to become fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ, and this podcast is designed to help achieve that by providing thoughtful reflection on the Bible, theology, cultural issues, and current events from a Christian worldview. I'm your host, Ben Stubblefield, Senior Pastor of Spring Hill Baptist Church, and I'd like to thank you for joining us on Episode 6 of More to the Story. For this week's episode, I'd like to turn your attention to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, which reads, "For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it." Let's talk about some context behind this passage and really the book of Hebrews. We believe that the book of Hebrews is written to believers who are struggling to stay in the fellowship with their church, and also struggling to remain in good fellowship with the Lord. The author of the book of Hebrews, we're not entirely sure who this is, but the author here seems to be very in tune with what's going on in this particular congregation. And what he sees there is that I think they're beginning to drift. They're beginning to drift. He's worried in chapter 2, verse 1, that they're beginning to drift away like an unanchored ship at sea. They're beginning to drift. Now, again, I'm reading between the lines here a bit, but I think that it is likely that these believers, just based on historical context and scholars who've studied the book of Hebrews quite a bit, that they are beginning to ask questions of their faith that I think that many of us have also asked, and you may be asking even now. Questions like, why should I keep going on in all this Christianity type stuff, you know? Why should I keep going to church? You might say, you know, it's costing me some things. They ask me to give money, you know, they ask me for my times, they ask me for weekend stuff. You might say it just seems kind of boring a lot of the time. You may have been in a church context and you might have had your feelings hurt. You know, church didn't do what you thought it should do for you, or somebody said something to you, or friendship was soured or something like that. And, you know, you start to think, you know, this isn't really doing anything for me. If anything, it might be causing me more stress. So why should I keep going? And if we're real honest, sometimes you may even begin to ask the question, you know, is all this religious stuff, is all this Christianity stuff, is this even real? Lots of other things I could do with my time. Why keep going? And I just ask you, just wonder, what would you say to that kind of person? What would you say to someone who would make that argument to you? What would you throw at them to try to keep them going? Well, the author of Hebrews says in chapter 3, verse 1, he says, "Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession." Consider Jesus. Now, we're studying the book of Hebrews now, in our church on Sunday mornings. And we're going to hear this phrase quite a bit as we work through the book, consider Jesus. Because the whole letter, all of Hebrews, is pointing to the excellence and the glory and the beauty of Jesus. So the author is saying again, consider Jesus. Consider Jesus. Look at Jesus. Because our deepest and greatest and most powerful motivation, you see, to keep on in the Christian life, our most deepest fundamental motivation is the majestic, awesome holiness, purity, and goodness of our Christ. That's why you are a Christian. Because at some point you saw the love of God expressed in Christ Jesus. You saw the kindness of his free offer of forgiveness. You recognize that he is our eternal Lord, who saved us when we were at our worst, has given us new life, who himself is untouched by sin or impurity, and is worthy of all our devotion and all of our affection. That's why you got started in church life. That's why you got started on the path of Christian living. And that's why we will continue on in the things of the Lord. That's why we carry on for the Lord. Now, I might go to church and do church stuff for a little while if you shame me for not doing it. You know, if you're listening to this and you're a student, you know, if your parents force you to be involved in Christian services or whatever, you might go because you don't want to embarrass them and you have to obey them. I might want to go for a little while if they have really good music. I might even attend if they have a really clever preacher. But that's not gonna keep me following Jesus through the end of my life. And it won't, those things won't keep you following Jesus for the rest of your life. I don't want to speak for all of us, but I know for me, that just wouldn't be enough. So remember, that's not what the author is saying. Chapter 3, verse 1, he knows about the drift, and he doesn't say, consider Brother Ben. What a great preacher. He doesn't say, remember your family. They are going to be embarrassed if you don't keep going in your Christian faith. He doesn't say to parents, hey, hang in there for the sake of your children. What are they going to think? What are they going to do? How are they going to learn right from wrong if you're not in church? He doesn't say, consider the example that you're going to have to, that you're going to lose in the community if you fail to carry on your Christian faith. No, I don't know about you, but that wouldn't do it for me. And that's exactly why the author does not say those things. The author says, forget all that. Consider Jesus. Isn't Jesus worthy of our devotion? Brother, sister, isn't he worthy of our admiration? Isn't he worthy of our calling? Isn't he worthy of our life? Oh, he is. And I trust this week you are seeing him as he is, high and lifted up, exalted, perfect in power and love and purity, your Savior, your Christ, your Lord. So what's going to keep us going when we're frustrated? And we are. What's going to keep us going when we're disheartened? When it's easier to just not care about doing all the Christian stuff? What's going to keep you going when it's difficult, when it's unpopular? What's going to keep you going when you may be frustrated with things and people even at church? Which happens, doesn't it? What's going to keep us going? Let me tell you what it is, what the author of Hebrews is saying to you. What's going to keep you from drifting is beholding the glory of our Christ, is recognizing and remembering again and again that he is worthy of it all. And he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of More to the Story. I'm going to remind you, for more episodes delivered directly to you on a regular basis, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. And for more information about Springfield Baptist Church, I want to encourage you to look us up online at shbc.cc. Again, that's shbc.cc. Well, I'm Pastor Ben. I want to thank you for listening in, and I look forward to being with you again on the next episode of More to the Story.